Here are three workable negatives made by probably a robot.
At Prague's Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, Vladimir Bosak goes through photographic negatives from the files of the STB, Czechoslovakia's communist-era secret police. From thousands of negatives, he selected the 200 images that form a fascinating new coffee table photography book, Prague Through the Lens of the Secret Police. The photos were taken surreptitiously, and their subjects were completely oblivious.
Usually they were walking on the street, they were talking to somebody. For example, Zdeněk Neubauer is leaving his door, Cardinal Tomášek, he's getting into his car, some nuns are walking on the street. It's quite innocent activities.
In the 1970s and 80s, teams of undercover agents spied on those considered enemies of the state in an attempt to uncover their contacts and underground networks. Some of the people they monitored are well known today.
Václav Havel, his brother Ivan Havel, Kundera, Milan Kundera, writers. Basically, they photographed the elite. Many of them are still alive, so it was interesting to see their reaction when they could see their picture. They had never any idea that it even existed. They sometimes knew that they are surveyed, but they didn't know that they were photographed.
Alena Hromadková came from a liberal family of lawyers and was herself involved in distributing underground literature. In one STB shot, she's seen meeting a contact from Brno at a shopping arcade on Prague's Karlovo Náměstí Square in 1983. At the exact same spot, I asked her if she had any idea she was being photographed.
Well, theoretically I could expect it, but in those times you had developed a sort of, self-preservation mechanism of deliberate forgetting, ignoring, suppressing any idea of a danger.
How does it feel 25 years later, seeing these surreptitiously taken photographs of yourself?
I'm pleased to be absolutely indifferent, emotionally uninvolved. It's a closed chapter.
But don't you get any sense of nostalgia in the way that you might looking at any old photograph?
No, I'm interested in my clothes, what kind of winter coats and other description I used to wear. Some I still use in my cottage. It's all.
As for how the STB carried out surveillance of people like Alena Hromadková, they were quite big operations, says Vladimir Bosak, back at the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes.
Usually one person was on average surveyed by a dozen people, so he would not be recognized that he's watched. There were four or five cars and four photographers.
And tell us more about the cameras that were used and how were they hidden.
They used a Krasnogorsk KGB camera made in that Krasnogorsk factory near Moscow with a very sharp lens, and it was hidden in the handbag. Usually a lady was working with this, and the lens protruded through the opening in the handbag where that cover closing mechanism is. And another camera was a robot. Those were cameras with mechanical springs, so they didn't require batteries and they were pre-focused.
How do these photographs differ from regular photographs? I presume, for example, the angles must be slightly unusual.
Yes, the angle was usually shot from the hip. So it's really interesting because adult persons, they really seldom notice their photographs, while children, they in some photographs it's possible to see that the child senses something because it's on their eye level.
What's the value today of a book like Prague Through the Lens of the Secret Police? Vladimir Bosak says that in spying on suspect citizens, the communist-era photographers accidentally created a unique and authentic record of the pre-revolution era.
It shows the raw feeling of the time. It shows the street, and it shows the place and it shows the feeling of it. And memories of that time are quite twisted. For example, even newsreels from 70s or 80s on television, it shows false reality. There's always some ideology behind it, and they try to present a false picture. But it's paradox that these STB photographers captured the raw reality of that time, because their goal was to get information about a certain person. As a byproduct, they captured the movement on the street, background, the life. So anybody who looks at these photographs, she's got a feeling of the time.
What do these pictures tell us about the Prague of that era?
It shows that Prague, on the first sight, looks like a grey, boring city filled with scaffoldings, but under this all, there's a magic of a centuries-old city, and it's protruding there in those shadows. And I admit that I've played with it to really show it in those pictures. That genius Lotzi, which even real socialism couldn't kill totally.
As well as in the passage at Karlovo Namiesti, Alena Romaltkova is seen in the book in shaky photos taken in front of the municipal house and at Flora metro station. Today she recalls the relatively grey but also relatively empty Prague of the last days of communism.
In those times, Prague was very beautiful on winters only. All the decay was mercifully hidden under the snow. So maybe I am sorry for the quiet Charles Bridge. I could meet my British guests in the most peaceful, paradoxically, peaceful part of Central Europe.
What's your impression of this book in general?
It's technically and aesthetically very interesting. I am not quite sure about the contents and the message. I don't know majority of people described like me in similar way. Anyway, it's very interesting, and I think it's challenging for the new generation, which is not interested in history very much.